Bible podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything, to stand. We began the series by talking about evil days ahead. And what do you do when those days come before us? And that's the reality of where we are in these days and in this age. We followed that up with a message on the winds of war, the idea of spiritual warfare. And we talked about the necessity of having the belt of truth, followed by a message on invulnerable, or the part of us that's very vulnerable, which is literally our chest and our abdominal area, which is very vulnerable and thus will require a breastplate. Finally, we did a message on being fit and ready with the shoes of the gospel of peace. Today, as we continue, I want to read through those verses. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Now we arrive at verse 16, where it says, "In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one." The purpose of this shield is really to extinguish all of the flaming darts of the devil. I've entitled this message, "When the Battle Actually Begins." Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5, where Paul talks about faith at the beginning of his letter to the Ephesians, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord, for your love for all of God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers." And then I keep asking the Father, the God of the Lord Jesus Christ, of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, "May he give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better." The whole idea of faith is not to grow just your faith, but to know God better. Simply put, faith is knowing God better. He goes on in verse 18 where he says, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know," there it is, knowing God more, but more importantly, to know the hope which he has called you into. Faith is the substance of the things we hope for. Faith is the thing that we are embracing because we know there's hope, the very thing we don't see, but it says that there's the riches of the glorious inheritance in his people. The evidence of the things that have not been seen is this glorious inheritance that God has for us and his incomparably great power for us who have faith or believe. This is the idea of faith. When I think about faith in my own words, in my own definition, when I'm confronted with the fiery darts of the enemy, I often resort to this simple confession. Faith is believing that God exists, that he rules, he reigns over all things. More importantly, he loves me with an eternal love, and he is always faithful, and that faithfulness is reliable. And that he desires to bless me, prosper me, care for me, resurrect me, do everything that's good for me, and he has the power to fulfill it. That's essentially what I believe faith is. Further back in Ephesians verse 16, it says, "In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith." The idea of the shield of faith is something that you need to take up. Faith is the shield that must be taken up. There's various pieces of armor that we put on. This one is not something we put on. This is something we take up. When you look at the scutum, which is the Roman shield, it's a very interesting shield. It's actually as big as a door. It's about 2 feet by 4 feet wide, which is literally the size of the doors during those days. More importantly, in other words, it's not very light. It's actually heavy. It's wrapped up in leather. And that is important to understand because when you come back to the shield and you pick up that shield, it's not actually that light. It is also designed to cover your entire body. That way you can crouch around below it or around it and it will cover you. Now in James chapter 1 verse 17, it tells us why the shield is important. In the same way, faith by itself is useless if it is not accompanied by action is actually dead. Faith therefore is actually a muscle. Faith is grown as we act upon it. The Bible tells us that there is small faith, there's weak faith, and there's great faith. And the way you increase that faith is by exercising that muscle. Faith, therefore, has to be picked up on a regular basis. And as we pick it up and get used to it and accustomed to that weight of that 4 foot by 2 feet weight with leather straps on it, it allows us to grow our spiritual muscle. How exactly does that work? Faith is acting on the truth. When we have the truth of God or the righteousness of God or the peace of God, but we do not act upon these things, then the fact of the matter is our faith is not getting stronger or growing. Faith is acting on the truth. Faith is acting on the righteousness that God has given us by faith. And faith is acting on the peace that is given us. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16 says, "In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith." How exactly do you take up the shield of faith? In all circumstances. The shield of faith is something that we taken up and held onto in all circumstances. Regardless of the circumstances, the idea is to hold on to that shield of faith, whether it be good times, bad times, ugly times, tough times, or even dangerous times. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, "Let us hold fast to the confession of our what? Our hope without wavering." Hope is the substance of the things we, faith is rather the substance of the things we hope for, because we know that He who promised is what? Faithful. When we hold on to the shield of faith, regardless of all the circumstances, and never let go, no matter what, then we will be able to stand firm and block off the fiery darts of the evil one. There's a good historical book known as The Histories of Livy. Livy was a Roman general, and he chronicles the various wars that they found. And really, Paul was alluding to this issue of the fiery darts and the shield. It says that the iron on these darts that were being thrown at them were 3 feet long, that it might be able to go through both the shield and the body. But that was chiefly made terrible, nearly because if it was struck fast in the shield, it did not penetrate the body, was this. In other words, what he's saying is these little darts, these long darts, 3 feet long darts were being hurled at them, but it was made terrible even if it struck in the shield, not nearly because of the arrow itself, but because it had been lighted in the middle and so hurled. And as they traveled, the flames were fanned to a fiercer heat by its very motion. That act forced the soldier to let go of his shield. And once he does that, left him unprotected against the blows that followed. Let me review that for you. The idea of these fiery darts is they aren't capable of penetrating the shield. The idea is to scare you because of the heat and the flame and the sound of the flame so that you will let go of your shield. And as you let go of that shield, you're left unprotected for the actual blow that will follow. In short, faith is the shield that must be taken up, held onto regardless of all the circumstances, and never let go, no matter what happens. Because the enemy is smart. He knows that the idea is to make you hold on to that and make you let go of it, because once you let go of it, he's got you. Now, the reason why you want to hold on to it, regardless of the circumstance, and never let go no matter what, is because it is capable of extinguishing all the fiery darts or arrows of the enemy. Ephesians 6, verse 16 continues where it says, "In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, which with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the devil or the evil one." Notice the words "all." In other words, this shield was created, designed to be able to do that. Not only is the shield able to cover you from head to foot when you crouch under it, but secondly, it's wrapped in leather, and just before they enter into battle, they dip that leather, that carcass that is protecting it, in water. Makes it even heavier. But the idea is because it's coated in this water, the fiery darts are extinguished once it hits it. The idea being, therefore, this shield is well able, or faith is well able, to cover you and to protect you and to extinguish every fiery dart that the enemy hurls against you. Your job is simply to hold on to it, never let go, whatever the case, and wait for it to extinguish the fiery dart. It says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, "Do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded." Your faith is actually being confident of the things that God has promised you, because when you hold on to that faith, when you hold on to that hope, when you don't let go of that faith and that hope and that confidence, it will be richly rewarded. Later, you will find that when you start thinking about faith and hope and the shield, it always ends with this idea of being rewarded. For everyone born of God overcomes the world, Jesus or John says. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. It is our faith, this shield, this very thing that we must hold on to. Take it up, hold on to it in all circumstances. Never let go no matter what happens. Let it extinguish all the fiery arrows in due time. The second point I want to make is the shield of faith will keep the truth of God in you. The truth of the matter is the truth of God, the peace of God are all available. The peace of God, the righteousness of God is available to us in the same way that lies and truth are available and are abundant all around us. The key is the shield of faith makes us choose truth every day of our lives. Let me repeat what I said earlier. Faith is believing that God exists. That's the truth. The question is, do you believe that? If you question the fact that God exists, then you're listening to the lie. That He rules and reigns over all things, not some things, all things. And that He loves me with an eternal love. Do you believe this truth? That I can rely on Him because He's faithful, that He desires to bless, not just He's faithful, He desires to bless me, to prosper me, to care for me, to watch over me, and at some point in my life to resurrect me from the dead and take me home with Him. And He has all the power to fulfill it. This is the truth. The shield of faith protects this truth that we're wearing as a belt that is available to us, but the shield of faith is the one that keeps us, the truth of God in us. It is also the shield of faith that keeps the righteousness of God in us. Romans 1:17 says this, "In the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last." The righteousness of God is available, but is made accessible to us by faith. And it further says, from first to last, just as it's written, the righteous shall live by what? By the shield, by faith. A good picture to understand this is a fish. A fish out of water is dead. In the same way that a fish underwater is dead, faith, without faith in us, we're dead. The key, therefore, is to stay in faith, whatever the case may be. From first to last, from morning to evening, from day to night, from January to December, from the 1st of January to the 31st of December, stay in faith just as a fish would stay in water. The shield of faith is what will keep us, the truth of God in us, the righteousness of God in us, and also the peace of God in us. Romans chapter 5 verse 1 says, "Therefore, since we've been justified through faith, we have peace with God." The peace of God comes to us by faith. All of these things that we've put on ourselves can only be kept in us as we keep holding up that shield of faith, protecting us from the fiery darts of the enemy. Don't ever worry about the fiery darts. Hold on to that shield. Through whom we have access by what? By faith in the grace by which we what? Now stand. The ability to stand against the schemes of the enemy is through the shield of faith. The shield of faith is what will keep the truth of God in us, the righteousness of God in us, and the peace of God in us. My final point today is that faith is focused on an object. There are many places where you can focus your faith on. I remember my son David, who was having a conversation with a friend. And when he found out that he was a pastor's son, he said, "Oh, I don't believe in this faith thing." And David pleaded with him and talked to him and said, "Actually, you have faith just as much as I have faith in God, except you've put your faith in something else. Whether that be yourself, your resources, your family, your friends, or your finances, or your talents, there is an object of faith or something that you put your hope and your confidence in." But the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, "Let us fix our eyes on this object of faith, Jesus, the actual author, the one who gives us the faith, and the one who perfects our faith." The key to this perfecting of the faith, the key to be able to stand in faith, is to fix our eyes on the object of our faith, who for the joy set before Him, and this is one of the most powerful truths about Jesus, in the midst of enduring the cross, and why you can bank on this faith, is because there is a joy to give it to us, scorning its shame, willing to be shamed for us, and He sat down at the right hand of the Father with all the power to be able to fulfill all His promises by faith. Faith is only workable when we focus it on the right object. Faith, therefore, is on God Himself, is your shield. There's a principle in Scripture that talks about the first mention of a word in Scripture. When you talk about the word shield, the first time it's actually mentioned is in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. "Don't be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield and your very great reward." Here, God is speaking to Abraham and saying, "I am your shield." What's interesting about this verse is not that God says, for the first time, I am your shield. It's after this. After this event, God speaks this truth to him. This reality that your real shield is not your faith, but me. You see, what happened was there was a war among five kings, verses 4. And in the midst of that war, his nephew Lot was kidnapped by these people. And Abraham, with a handful of his farmers and friends, assaulted the winning king and defeated him. And after that, he was routed and he was offered some of the treasures and he was offered to be the new king among all those nine other kings, and he refused it. And many times, the most dangerous thing about the object of faith is not money or resources, or very easy to understand that that might not be a stable source of faith. But the more dangerous thing to put our faith on is faith on faith itself. And that's something very common to us who believe in God or believe in faith. What happens is when we succeed, then we take into and say, that's what God did before. We turn the success of being in faith into a formula. That was what was prophesied over me. That's the desired outcome that I want, rather than trusting on the person, the very God who is the real shield. Psalm 33, verses 1 and 2 says, Lord, how many are my foes? This then now is David, who understands the concept of the shield. How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. And then he goes on to say, but you, not me, not somebody else, you, my Lord, are my shield around me. My glory, not just some glory, but my own glory, the very one who will lift my head high. This is what faith is all about. It is focused on an image. God himself is your shield, and God himself is your reward. Genesis 15, verse 1 continues, where it says, after this, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in the vision, do not be afraid, Abraham, I am your shield, but more than that, I am really your great reward. One of my favorite psalms is Psalm 91. It says that because God has been made your shield, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Watch this. It's not it, it's he. He will cover you. It is his wings. Not it, it's his wings. It's not just it, it's his faithfulness that will be the very shield that you will have for the rest of your life. When you have God as a shield, you can say, you will not fear the terror of night. You can say, you will not fear the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. Faith is believing that God exists, that he rules and reigns over all things, that he loves me with an eternal love. I can rely on him because he's faithful. He desires to bless me, not just because he has to. He actually wants to do it for me. Bless me, prosper me, care for me, provide for me, and take me home to him. And he has all the power to fulfill it. In short, he is my real reward. If you want to understand faith, you need to understand faith is focused on an object. God himself is your shield, and God himself is your reward. Finally, God himself is your rewarder. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and more importantly, he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Trust me when I tell you that in the nearly 40 years of walking with God, God rewards those who are earnestly seeking him, trusting him, lifting up that faith, never letting go in any circumstance, holding it up, never letting it down, and trusting that that faith is able to extinguish every fiery dart of the enemy. When the battle begins, what we need to do is to have faith as the shield that must be taken up. This shield is what we held on to in all circumstances and never let go no matter what, and finally just allow it to extinguish the fiery arrows of the enemy. The shield of faith will keep our truth in God fully in us, will protect the very belt that we wear, the righteousness of God in us, and finally, the peace of God in us. Faith needs to be focused on an object, not just something, but God himself should be our shield. That God himself is our reward, and God himself is our rewarder. Join me in a short proclamation of Jesus, the very shield, the very person, the very author of our faith. And as we do that, I pray that as you continue to walk in this full armor of God, that you, though the evil days may be before us, we can stand firm and see the victory even through our faith. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the symbol of the bread and the cup that acknowledges your presence in our lives. And God, as we pray today, we declare you are our shield. You are the basis of our faith, and you are the one, Lord, who will reward us. Teach us to hold on to the shield of faith. Teach us not to let go no matter what is going on, or whether the arrows are burning hard, or a job is lost, or someone is sick. Teach us to hold fast and crouch under that shield, believing and trusting that inevitably and eventually all these fiery darts and flames will be extinguished. To you be glory, to you be praise, to you be honor. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said, Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.